Funds are pouring into the Chinese bond market. Panda bonds are yuan-denominated bonds issued by foreign governments, corporations, and financial institutions in the mainland Chinese market. They have recently been gaining attention as a new means of raising capital, driven by a combination of rising U.S. dollar funding costs, China's relatively low interest rates, and policies aimed at the internationalization of the yuan. Panda bonds are yuan-denominated bonds issued by foreign issuers for investors in mainland China. When Chinese interest rates are lower than those in major dollar-denominated markets such as the United States, panda bonds can serve as a funding tool to reduce interest expenses. The actual cost of a panda bond must be assessed not only based on the coupon rate, but also by taking into account currency hedging costs, fund transfer regulations, taxes, credit ratings, and liquidity. China is promoting the internationalization of the yuan through the expansion of panda bonds and the yuan payment network. But the risks associated with capital controls and policy changes remain significant, since the burden of repaying loans denominated in yuan can increase if the yuan appreciates. Managing exchange rate risk is key. Panda bonds are a way for foreign institutions to borrow money in yuan on the mainland Chinese bond market. When U.S. dollar interest rates are high and Chinese interest rates are relatively low, interest in panda bonds grows because they allow companies, financial institutions, and governments to reduce their borrowing costs. However, even though it may seem like borrowing at a low cost, factors such as exchange rates, regulations, capital transfers, and hedging costs must also be taken into account. What are panda bonds? Panda bonds are yuan-denominated bonds issued in the mainland Chinese market by issuers headquartered outside of China. They are denominated in Chinese yuan, CNY. And investors are primarily institutional investors in mainland China, such as banks, insurance companies, asset management firms, and pension funds. The name panda is derived from the panda, an animal that symbolizes China. This is similar to the practice of giving nicknames to bonds issued by foreign issuers in the local currency on a specific country's domestic market. For example, when a foreign issuer issues yen-denominated bonds in Japan, they are called samurai bonds, and when they issue dollar-denominated bonds in the United States, they are called Yankee bonds. Key definitions, category description, issuer governments, international organizations, financial institutions, multinational corporations, etc. Based outside China issuance market, mainland China's bond market, primarily the interbank bond market and the exchange-traded bond market denomination, renminbi, CNY, investors primarily institutional investors in mainland China main. Objectives: raising funds in renminbi, securing capital for business operations in China, diversifying funding currencies, and expanding the investor base in China. Differences between panda bonds and other bonds: because panda bonds are denominated in renminbi, they are often confused with dim sum bonds, which are issued in offshore markets such as Hong Kong. The main differences lie in the place of issuance and the applicable regulations. Category: panda bonds, dim sum bonds, U.S. dollar-denominated overseas bonds, place of issuance, mainland China, offshore markets, such as Hong Kong, international markets in the U.S., Europe, Asia, etc. Currency: renminbi, CNY, offshore renminbi, CNH, primarily U.S. dollars, USD. Investor base: primarily mainland Chinese investors, primarily global offshore investors, primarily global investors. Regulations: subject to mainland China regulations, subject to offshore market regulations, subject to regulations of the issuing market, and international bond regulations. Advantages: low interest rates in China and access to mainland investors, flexibility in offshore operations, broad liquidity and investor base. Key risks: capital controls, approval and disclosure requirements, exchange rate risk, CNH liquidity, exchange rate risk, high U.S. dollar interest rates, risk of a strong U.S. dollar. Why has interest in panda bonds recently increased? 1. Because the cost of raising funds in dollars has risen, global corporations and financial institutions have traditionally raised significant funds in the dollar bond market. This is because the dollar is the key currency in international financial markets and has a broad investor base. However, when U.S. interest rates remain high, the coupon rates and spreads that must be paid when borrowing in dollars increase. In contrast, China has been implementing a relatively accommodative monetary policy to address economic slowdown, real estate market adjustments, and weak domestic demand. As a result, at certain times, the cost of borrowing in yuan may be lower than that of borrowing in dollars. For companies undertaking large-scale borrowing, even a 1-2 percentage point difference in interest rates can translate into cost differences ranging from tens of billions to hundreds of billions of yuan. 2. Because it is advantageous for companies with a demand for yuan funding, for multinational corporations generating revenue in China or incurring production and investment costs there, yuan-denominated debt can be a natural choice. For example, if the yuan is needed to operate factories in China, make payments to local supply chains, or finance Chinese subsidiaries, funds borrowed through panda bonds can be used in the same currency. In this case, they can reduce the foreign exchange costs and exchange rate risk associated with borrowing in dollars and converting to yuan. In other words, panda bonds are not merely cheap bonds, but also a means of aligning the currency of debt with their China-based business operations. 3. Because they can secure a base of Chinese investors by issuing panda bonds, overseas issuers can raise their profile and build creditworthiness among institutional investors in mainland China. Diversifying the investor base is one of the reasons global banks, automakers, consumer goods companies, international development finance institutions, and foreign governments are considering panda bonds. Relying solely on the U.S. dollar bond market concentrates funding risks in a specific currency and among a specific group of investors. Access to the yuan market allows issuers to broaden their funding channels. 4. It aligns with China's policy of internationalizing the yuan. China aims to establish the yuan as a currency used more widely in international trade and financial transactions. To this end, it has developed offshore yuan markets, opened up the mainland Chinese bond market, expanded yuan settlements, and advanced yuan payment and settlement infrastructure such as SIPs. Panda bonds are an institutional mechanism that allows foreign issuers to raise funds in yuan on the Chinese market, thereby broadening the scope of yuan usage. As the flow of issuing yuan-denominated bonds, investing in yuan, and settling in yuan grows, the international connectivity of China's financial markets also increases. Who are the issuers of panda bonds? Panda bond issuers can be broadly categorized into four groups: foreign governments and public institutions, governments that have trade or investment ties with China, or those seeking to diversify their funding currencies may issue panda bonds, international organizations and development finance institutions. These entities can raise funds in yuan for development projects or China-related initiatives. Global financial institutions. Banks and securities firms issue panda bonds to secure yuan liquidity, expand their operations in China, and diversify their funding portfolios. Multinational corporations. Companies with significant revenue and cost structures in China can naturally hedge their exposure through yuan-denominated debt. Advantages of panda bonds: potential for reduced financing costs if interest rates in mainland China are lower than U.S. dollar rates and the issuer has a high credit rating, panda bonds can be issued at lower coupon rates. In particular, high-quality issuers favored by Chinese investors are likely to receive even more favorable terms. Currency matching affect companies with yuan-denominated revenue in China can reduce foreign exchange risk by holding yuan-denominated debt. This is because it creates a structure where revenue is earned in yuan and debt is repaid in yuan. Diversification of the investor base. Panda bonds serve as a channel connecting foreign issuers directly with mainland Chinese investors. Successful repeat issuances can raise the issuer's profile in the Chinese market and broaden its long-term funding base. Leveraging the trend toward the internationalization of the yuan, companies that are increasingly using the yuan in trade with China, commodity settlements, and supply chain finance, can gain deeper access to the UN financial ecosystem through Panda Bonds. Key risks to consider: 1. Exchange rate risk. If you borrow in yuan, you must repay in yuan. From a Korean won or U.S. dollar perspective, the repayment burden increases when the yuan appreciates. For example, let's assume you borrowed 1 million yuan. If the exchange rate at the time of borrowing was 1 yuan equals 191, the debt in won terms would be 190 million won. However, if the exchange rate rises to 1 yuan equals 221 at the time of repayment, you would need 220 million won to repay the same 1 million yuan. Even with a low nominal interest rate, total costs can increase due to exchange rate fluctuations. 2. Hedging costs. If an issuer wants to convert the yuan borrowed into dollars or won for use, it must consider currency hedging or currency swaps. If the costs involved are high, the advantage of low Panda bond interest rates may be diminished. Therefore, the actual cost of funding for Panda bonds should be compared based on the post-hedging cost, not the coupon rate. 3. Capital controls and capital transfer regulations. China is not a country with a fully liberalized capital account. How overseas issuers use the yuan raised in mainland China and the methods by which they can remit funds offshore are subject to regulations and approval procedures. A change in policy direction could disrupt funding plans. 4. Regulatory, disclosure, and accounting burdens. Issuing Panda bonds requires compliance with Chinese market disclosure standards, submission of accounting documents, credit ratings, formation of an underwriting syndicate, and investor presentation procedures. Even companies with extensive experience issuing international bonds must prepare documents and procedures tailored to mainland China's regulations. 5. Liquidity risk. The U.S. dollar international bond market is very large and actively traded. In contrast, secondary market liquidity for specific Panda bonds may be limited depending on the issue size, maturity, and investor composition. From an investor's perspective, it may be difficult to sell before maturity or price volatility may increase. The relationship between Panda bonds and carry trades. A carry trade is a strategy in which funds are borrowed in a currency with a low interest rate and invested in assets with a higher interest rate. In the past, the Japanese yen was a prime example of a low interest rate funding currency, which is why the yen carry trade became widely known. If yuan interest rates are low and yields on other currency assets, such as the U.S. dollar, are high, some investors or financial institutions may be incentivized to view the yuan as a funding currency. However, the yuan is not a fully freely convertible currency like the yen or the dollar, and there are capital controls and policy risks in China. Therefore, viewing yuan funding solely as a carry trade may lead to an underestimation of the risks involved. Why China is seeking to expand the Panda bond market. From China's perspective, expanding the Panda bond market is linked to several policy objectives. Internationalization of the yuan. By encouraging overseas issuers and investors to use the yuan, China aims to increase its utility as an international currency. Opening up the mainland bond market. Attracting high-quality overseas issuers enhances the diversity and credibility of China's bond market. Reducing dependence on the dollar. This aligns with a strategy to partially diversify away from the dollar-centric structure in trade and financial transactions. Expanding options for Chinese investors. Domestic investors gain the opportunity to invest in the credit risk of foreign governments and corporations. However, the internationalization of the yuan is not about replacing the dollar system in the short term. To become an international currency, it requires free capital mobility, deep financial markets, high legal predictability, and widespread trust. While the international use of the yuan is increasing, there remains a significant gap compared to the dollar's market status. Checklist for investors and issuers. Perspective questions to consider: issuer, does the issuer actually need yuan-denominated funding? Or is it issuing simply because interest rates appear low? Issuer, is the total cost of funding, after currency hedging, lower than funding in dollars, euros, or won? issuer are the intended use of funds raised in China, and the remittance procedures permitted under regulations. Issuer can the issuer meet China's disclosure, accounting, and credit rating requirements. Investor, do you understand the issuer's home country credit risk and its legal structure within China? Investor, have you verified the possibility of selling before maturity and the liquidity of the secondary market? Both parties, have you factored in RMB exchange rate fluctuations, policy changes, and geopolitical risks? Key takeaways: Panda bonds are bonds issued by foreign issuers in mainland China to borrow funds in yuan. In an environment where U.S. dollar interest rates are high and Chinese interest rates are low, they can be an attractive funding tool. They also offer a currency matching benefit, particularly for companies with revenue or expenses in China. However, it is difficult to evaluate Panda bonds based solely on their low interest rates. Fluctuations in the exchange rate can alter the repayment burden, and high hedging costs may negate the interest rate advantage. Furthermore, China's capital controls and the possibility of policy changes must also be taken into account. While Panda bonds represent an important trend reflecting the opening of China's financial markets and the internationalization of the yuan, actual decision-making requires a comprehensive analysis of funding costs, exchange rates, regulations, and liquidity.